This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now, we did promise ukuthi Knowledge Hub is back and we're in a corner. Today, we are joined by Mr. Maqhi as usual. But again, ngasambi yedwa these days. Mr. Maqhi, there is ukhona ke uMelissa Daniso. Who is joining Mr. Maqhi as well as Alwande Nzama. They're going to be telling us, Uti, what do they have for us this morning. Melissa, come on. Are you good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. How was your Easter weekend?
Ah, that was great.
That was great. Did you get some time to rest or were you in church?
I know I rested because I'm
rested, yes. Yeah, more than anything. Alwande? What were you doing with that over the weekend?
Yo, I was just resting.
Definitely, man. Thank you so much for joining us, guys, on MUT Radio, in particular, Green Knowledge Hub segment. Melissa, what do you guys have for us this morning?
Namhlanje, I'll be brief. I don't have much. But I have a question for you. Okay. What comes to mind, Mengiti, time?
Time?
I want you to finish that. Finish the sentence. Time.
Okay. Maybe.
Time is all about money. Money is all about time.
Time is money. Yeah, time is money.
Right. Yeah. So.
Time wasted never returns.
Oh, that's a good one.
Time wasted never returns. Okay.
For me, what came to mind, mate, time is running out.
Okay.
Spoiling my Easter holidays, missing a fundi. I'm a test ayeza iskhathi asisekho. So when I say time is running out, I essentially mean it means that there's very little left. There's very little time left to do something. Action must be taken quickly. So.
Okay. Yeah. That is deep. it's hard to swallow that. But yeah, it's facts.
Yeah, it's facts. Wow. So bala maduze, guys. Mm. And it's cut as a kukushubile.
Whoa. Damn. Okay. You speak about time this morning. We're going to Alwande. Alwande?
Nginembuzo lana.
Usually I'm the one who's getting nembuzo. Okay, no, you can ask me, or ask us actually. Yes.
There's some regressions based on running out of time.
Yes.
And I'm the victim.
Yeah.
Some people said last year I was supposed to do that and that and that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Umbuzo wami uthi kufanele sizisole or lezo zinto. Is it possible ukuthi sangenzeka manje?
Ngoba isikhathi vele sesisincane, right? It is possible mengaba ushesha uzothatha i-action right now. Decide ukuthi ukwenze manje lokho. So late vele. You should have done that a long time ago. But ngoba you thought you had time, you didn't.
That's actually a good point. Yeah. I think I'm not sure because I'm using those net timelines. Yeah, ukuthi okay. Ngalesikhathi bekumele ngabe at least usufundile makuthi uyabhala namhlanje. I'm just making an example. Makuthi uyabhala namhlanje, bekumele ngabe usufundile makuthi wena uthi ngizoqala manje ukufunda. Hey, it's highly impossible ukuthi ungaba
yebo.
So what you can grasp or what you can do osangakwenza kusangenzeka. Yabo. But that is my answer. Just do what you can do ngalesikhathi sikusalele. Do what you can do ngalesikhathi sikusalele. Yeah.
When you talk about life in general, I believe that everything happens with God's timing.
Okay.
It's not our time, it's God's timing. Maybe against the ending, imagine, but next year it will happen.
Yes.
When you talk about life in general, there's no time.
Okay, but why do you ask that question, Alwand?
No, there's nothing called late.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. Because it's because I'm not dependent. Because si share is cut a sword, but ngaba late kwena kube early for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even late into sanga was ugyanze.
Just not too late.
Actually, you're saying it's never too late.
Yes, never too late.
Nice.
Ungakwenza futhi kwenzeka.
Yeah.
It's not that benga melanga ngwenze ngalesikhathi ngekusenze ngaleyo ndlela kusangenzeka.
Yeah.
It can still happen.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys are unpacking something very very time, because we never think about time ngaleyo ndlela. Yes, we can say ukuthi isikhathi siyasilawula, but what can you do wena ngesikhathi onaso? Maybe that is the question. What can you do in Skatona? So Jobeshu Alwanda, it's never too late. You can still do what you can do, because usana siskat, you still usa perfumula. But yeah, maybe let's bring in Mr. Matri also to just naye ashare his own views about this very important topic in Skat in Jingamanja. Mr. Matri, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's suddenly a very deep topic, ne? Mm. I thought we were going to have a light morning. You guys are on fire. So, no, I love that. Mm. I did some, I would always ask me to say, where do we find this book? So I went to the library to see if there are any books, interesting books that we can find talking about time, right?
Mm.
And, of those that I could find, I mean, so I'm just going to share three interesting points. I think we've mentioned them this morning as well. So one is the idea is that time is unstoppable. So time moves. Time is constant. So no matter what we do, time is going to move on.
Yeah.
So all we can control, Tina, is how we respond to time, right? But time is unstoppable. I love the idea that time is money. So it should always be a woman who says that, right?
Exactly.
No judgment.
Exactly.
So that's the one big idea, that, you know, time is out there, right? Then say the second idea, I mean, exactly what we were just saying this morning as well. What they say in one of these books, you must look at times in two ways. The ancients, I mean, we who like to read, we always go back in history, unfortunately, because the knowledge of a lot of it is transmitted across generations, right?
Yes.
Now, the ancients used to believe in gods of time. So they said there was a god of time, who Kronos.
Okay.
So Kronos is your calendar, is your clock. So time moves, as we were saying that. If you test it today, there's nothing you can do. It's going to take place today. You need to pitch up, show up, and be ready for that. So there's that time. It's born nagwe clock, nagwe calendar. Then there's Kairos. Now this is the timing, right? So which means is 9 o'clock the right time for me to do what I want to do, right? Because time is 9 o'clock, but it may not be the right time for me to do this. I may need to wait until 10 a.m. to start doing it. Mm. So when you look at time, we need to consider both the timing, which is your kairos, also the chronology, so the time itself, the clock. Because you might be late in terms of 9 o'clock, but your timing is 11 a.m., which is fine for you because your timing is okay, because it is that time when you are ready. Cool, and I put that way too. I mean, all of you guys say, cool, even my students, you know, sometimes, I mean, we were just talking earlier off air, which we are looking forward to our graduations the week after next. So people are sending them out into the world, and we always hope, we said, spend 3 years, MUT, spend 3 years, you know, 1, 2, 3, and get out.
Yeah.
Get out after 3 years.
Exactly.
And we hope there's an alignment between timing. So when they leave, they are ready, you know. So there's always a concern with we've been cooking them for 3 years, but are they ready now? So again, I think there's always the challenge with we must align these two. Then by way of suggestions, one of the books say you need to block your time. Block your time into four. So create a block. So the first block is for work. So you do your studies if you must study. So you have responsibilities, the things that you have to do. So that is the first block of time you must always have in your diary, in your calendar. The second block is for your relationships. You know, there are people who want to be with you, want to see you. It's your friends, your family. Make time for them as well, because you can't be just having time just for work without, you know, nurturing those relationships. So make time, you can even make some appointments if what you feel you are too busy, you know, to have time for those people.
Yeah.
And the third block is purpose. I mean, you were just talking about this Good Friday past weekend. I mean, this celebration. I mean, this time of the year, usually, I mean, many religious societies will have this or that ceremony.
Yes.
So you need the time and you reflect to why are we here? It's a serious question. Why are we here on this planet? Why are we here at this time? So what is your purpose? So try and revisit that all the time, because it will shape up. It will make you a better person.
Mm.
And the fourth one, we give it to you. We give you back your time. So you must have me time. So you must have time for yourself.
Very important.
Where you do things that only interest you. So, I mean, if you like making tea for an hour, you know, you spend an hour, or if you like going to the river, just staring at the river, or if you like writing poetry, like Alwande, you like reading, like Umilisa, you like music, like these people, especially like in the studio. So they have, yes, have that time for you, where this is now your me time.
Mm.
And we always encourage you as well to do physical activity at that time as well. It's not just me time. We're not saying sleep. No. So, but get up and about. So, I mean, that's a very useful way also of looking at time, where you're dividing it into work, into relationships, into purpose, and to your me time. So those four books is, one is by John Count. It's How to Organize Yourself, Sinai Library. So please check it out. There's one, it is Successful Time Management by Patrick Forsyth. It came out in 2010, also very interesting. Effective Time Management Using Microsoft Outlook. Microsoft Outlook is a technology, and they've published a book as well to suggest how you can use it to manage your time.
Whoa,
so
that's interesting.
It's very interesting, but yeah, it helps. You know, it helps a lot, Outlook, to manage you and your time, your diary, your calendar,
mm-hmm,
your appointments, your deadlines. I mean, Zala is calling. It's by Microsoft. This one we have is an old edition. I'm sure there's another latest one you can find now. Effective Time Management. And the last one, it's A Sideways Look at Time by Jay Griffith, published in 2002. So a lot of these ideas came around that, especially the idea that, remember, so there's timing and then also there's chronology. So try and balance those two. That's my take on this. It's not personal, put away too, but it is just, you know, the school part of this conversation.
Yeah, definitely. It's quite interesting, Mr. Mark. Thank you so much. And I like the fact that you're saying we can just revisit the library and access these books, because that's one aspect of life in Kabanguti. A lot of us are struggling with time management.
Mm-hmm.
Very much interesting, because I think, I don't know why I enter in as a subject Lapana go first year. I'm not sure. Maybe, yeah, but yeah, time is something very difficult. Today's topic is about time, and I know Alwande has something for us as we are wrapping up this topic about time. But maybe just a question out there, a question that ngingayibona when we speak of time, a lot of people tend to debate this one. Maybe also, Mr. Michael, you can look into it, at between time and money. And you to a time is money. Which one rules us more, between time and money? If you think about it, if you really think about it, because I'm seeing my co-host Dube is doing this sign, which is a money sign. But at 7 a.m., because the show starts at 7, she was already here.
Yeah,
bo, which means time. So, yeah, it's one of those questions where we need to really think about, okay, what's the difference? Which one is more important between time and money? But yeah, maybe you can give us your response, Mr. Maitri.
Very interesting. I think this book by Jay Griffiths, Sideway Look at Time, I mean, she also looks at that, the idea that time is money. You know, the person who coined that phrase in 1752, according to the book, is Benjamin Franklin. He, if you look at money, US money, he's got his face there. So it's basically like Mandela telling us time is money. I mean, of course, your face is in money. So, so what, So, I mean, for me, I'm always skeptical on that, because the question ethi is a challenge. I mean, as a different way of looking at the same thing. Ethi, so would you do this if you're not going to, if you're not going to be paid for doing it? You know? So for me, I like to do things even if I'm not going to get paid for doing it. You know? So yeah, I refuse to be driven just by money. It's just a challenge to put up there as well. Let's find things that we can enjoy doing, even if we're just doing it for free.
Definitely. Okay. I also make a deal, man, because now I'm one of those people who volunteered for 3 years without money, but just by passion and the love for into Osuguyenza. Maybe let's give it to you as we are wrapping it up. Alwande, what do you have for us?
I'm standing in Patele in Kondo.
Yes.
Maningi, amakholo ngaphansi komfaniswano wesikole. Mntanami namuhla ngizovuselela ukuzethemba kwakho. Hayi ngoba ungento yalutho kepha lapho khona ngakusiya indawo yakho. Mntanami uzungaphatheki kabi esikoleni mawubhekene nesambane. Ekubeni nasekhaya uphuma udla izambane. Ngethemba lokuthi esikoleni uyohlanganisela kaPondo kanti izofikela lengoPondo. Nothisha kuliqiniso uma befundisa abangasoze balibala. Kepha futhi abasoze balibala ukuthi akuthina sonke esidalela ukuthi sophumelela ngepeni nephepha. Kepha sonke masingasebenzisa umqondo namakhono esinawo kumphangaza singaphepha. Imfundo ayisisi isiphetho kepha isiqalo sempilo. Engikuthanda ngesiqalo kwasichaza isiphetho, ingakho lekusasa lingaziwa. Ungaqala kahle uphethe kabi nalokho ungakuphathi kabi. Kanti futhi ungaqala kabi uphethe kahle uma nawe uziphethe kahle. Nawe ke umuntu omusha. Musukule kubhala ucishe ubika izaba lazama ngoba inkunzi isematholeni. Izwe lonke libonile umbokazi umfana omncane ngekhono lakhe utholeni. Mntanami namuhla ngizovuselela ukuzethemba kwakho. Hayi ngoba ungeke uyalutho kepha lapho khona ngakusiya indawo yakho. Hlezi wena ngumshawe ebhodweni ngacontsi phansi. Angikhulumi ngomuntu opheka ishebe sinamahloni isibhaca ngaphansi kophuthu. Hleze wena ungumsubathi ovelele. Ngikhuluma ngomuntu okuhlaza ongasaceli ozithathelayo nasempunzini. Hleze wena uyinjula buchopho kaSonkondlo. Ngikhuluma ngomuntu onosiba olungaxoxi indaba kepha olubeka licace udaba. Hleze wena ungumdlali webhola lezinyawo ngisho ungena matric kepha ngekuhlulu ukushaya hattrick. Hleze wena ungumculi ovelele. Ngikhuluma ngomuntu olalelwa zingelosi ophimbo lakhe libanzi limtoti lingasuka emlazi liyoshaya imazi imtoti. Wena wabona naledi aphiwe ay amanye amantombazane anaphiwe. Hleze wena ungumlingisi kwezikamabona kude. Ngikhuluma ngomlingisi ongalingisi, olingisi azadlula amlingisayo. Wena wabona umfoka mncubu wise man. Ayi, this guy is wise man. Hleze wena ungusomahlaya. Ngikhuluma ngomuntu ohlekisa ngisho ezithulele. Angiphathi mekwavula umlomo uvela ufintsini ukhohle nanokuthi unezisini. Mntanami namuhla ngizovuselela ukuzethemba kwakho. Hayi ngoba ungento yalutho kepha lapho khona ngakusiya indawo yakho. Mani ngibona nibothi umkhandi wensimbi.
Shout out, man. Wow, a lot of buzz there. I got chair. No, Mkhandi Wentsimbi, thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuvuselela nje ithemba nje obusho kubafundi as we are starting the second term of this first semester. Shout out to Knowledge Hub, Mr. Maqhi, Alwande Nzama, as well as Melissa Dani. So thank you so much, guys, for joining us on the Knowledge Hub. Sifunda, Mr. Maqhi, njoba ngihlezi ngisho, siyafunda on this feature on this show. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And to the whole library department for supporting us as MUT Radio. Maybe let's go back to the music on that very high note when Kondlo ka Mr. Alwande. Let's go to this song now.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.